Hey yo, what up? This your boy Mac. Mac the Dulo, supplying the track. Yeah, got my man Strictly on the verse. We had to team up, let cats know the truth about Jesus the Christ. Not just the prophet, not just the man, he's God in the flesh. Hey yo, Trip, let's get it. Get at him, let him know.
It's one who stands who can save a man from hell. I thought you heard the incarnate word Emmanuel. Not the bishop God with us, why can't you tell that he's 100% God, but our man as well. No illusion, God became man for real to remain perfect in a sinful land that's ill. Came soon to return, our man would kneel, and now tongues were confessed that the Lamb is real. The word became flesh, put on skin and blood, was perfect right through his death when they spilled his blood. No room for a pregnant servant who was highly favored. That inner womb deserved worship, the righteous savior, the right God to save him, and they was clearly wretched. But it's foretelling to the fact that people here will reject him. We should fear and rest in him, surely bless him, born of a virgin, which made for a pure conception. How fitting, Mary would now birth the son. What a beautiful baby Jesus, the perfect one, an infant, but the second standing in the Trinity. But get this, both humanity and divinity. Now I'm a soldier standing up in his infantry. The slain lamb, great man who delivered me. The king of kings who put every bit of strength in me. The slain lamb, great man who delivered me. His savior, creator, exact representation of his nature. He is more than just a man, he is God in the flesh. Made like us, know in his grace we can rest. He is the Christ, he is savior, creator, exact representation of his nature. He is more than just a man, he is God in the flesh. Made like us, know in his grace we can rest. Behold the Christ. Please excuse me, I must shoot the truth to dudes. Even though it's bad confused in his room, his cues. Had a creator wrap himself in human flesh to be booed, persecuted, and bruised to death. Now you can rest on Jesus in his saving grace and be truly blessed. He came to take our place. But some of us so-called believers taking aqua stands and deny the doctrine that he was God and man. And don't believe in Christ as creator of man from dust. Why should we trust him if he was a man like us? And tell me this, if Christ was not God with men, and how did he manage to live apart from sin with no flaws within? And here's a major test. When the last time you seen a man raised from death? I know never, it's impossible, unless of course Jesus Christ was God in the flesh and Lord. Further proof that Jesus is one with God. Hebrews 1 the Father refers to the Son as God. I could go on for days with the scriptural proof, cause this ain't just my opinion, it's biblical truth. Plus, it's one of the core essentials of the faith. Something we must believe if we some Christians and we saved. If we don't believe it, we denying the Bible, and we believe in a different Christ. Our God is an idol. He is savior, creator, exact representation of his nature. He is more than just a man, he is God in the flesh. Made like us, know in his grace we can rest. He is the Christ. He is savior, creator, exact representation of his nature. He is more than just a man, he is God in the flesh. Made like us, know in his grace we can rest. Behold the Christ. Look, I don't think we quite comprehend the concept, the kind of lavish paradise the Son left paradise. For the kind of rejection he would come get on the cross, breath in his lungs, there was none left. Was it love? Yes, but nonetheless, there still wasn't a place for the Son to rest. Not only through leaving heaven was his love expressed. God the Son in flesh, Christ would come and step on earth, the coldest place. He showed his grace, then died, but his life didn't go to waste. Was rich and more than comfortable, but he made himself poor with grace. Whoa, yes, yes, he was made for a little while lower than angels, but some still don't embrace him. He's longer than savior, and if he does, he's unashamed to call your brother. Cause we got the same father, it's God above us. In every way he made himself like us, was even tested, maimed, yet remained righteous. Can't complain and say he can't relate to us, cause he was made just like the ones he made from dust. Faithful to us, died as propitiation, quenched his wrath and took a load off depraved men. Don't be fooled like Satan had the Son in defeat, cause now he sits on the throne with all under his feet. Christ.